There's one thing about being an athlete, and I've told all my kids this, you're going to be an ex-athlete at some point, and you're going to have to live life at some point.
Wise words from a man who knows firsthand. Dr. Vincent Key grew up on a tobacco farm in Kentucky, and as far as I can tell, played every sport he could find because of his dad.
His job was to expose me to everything and let me pick. I did gymnastics, volleyball, basketball, football, track.
And the one that really paid off for Dr. Key was track. The long and triple jumpers scholarship to K-State set him on the path to med school and more.
I trained in Los Angeles. Dr. Job was one of my attending. He's the one that invented the Tommy John procedure. My attendings were the team doctors for the Angels and the Dodgers. When I did my sports fellowship in Cincinnati, Tim Kremchek, who's the team doctor for the Reds, was one of my staff.
So it's probably not much of a surprise that the phone eventually rang, and it was the Royals on the other end. As we speak this morning, suffering through cold temperatures and wishing for a warm-up, Dr. Key is in Surprise, Arizona, leading a team of doctors charged with making sure our boys in blue are ready to go.
Starting with our major league roster. So there's usually 60 guys. My job is to do the orthopedic exam on all of those players prior to them being on the field.
And that's quite literally just the beginning.
I'm responsible for all of our teams. Two Dominican teams. That's our Idaho Fall team. That's the Lexington team, Burlington, you know, Northwest Arkansas, Omaha, all of them.
He and the team of doctors from all of the Royals minor league teams will examine and give the thumbs up or down to over 200 ball players and pass their evaluations up the chain to GM Dayton Moore. Dr. Key says you cannot cut corners and you cannot underestimate the importance of that preseason physical.
Unfortunately, guys get hurt during the season. Well, we got to know what their baseline is and we got to know what's the same and what's different on these guys. And so we really hone in on each player in terms of, do they have strengths? Do they have deficiencies? And what those are and how best to treat them.
You're at spring training. Everybody probably thinks it's glorious and sexy, but you're working from morning to night on these guys.
It's more work there than I do here almost.
Sitting and talking with Dr. Key, you can tell he loves it. He loves the intersection of medicine and sport. He says they have a pretty good idea of what to expect when they're checking everybody out because they know and follow the guys in the organization. And they can get all kinds of background information on guys who are invited to camp.
Nick Kinney, our head trainer, does a good job of providing me kind of the little bullet points on those players so that when they come in, I'm doing the actual physical exam, but I'm also going over their previous history.
Have you had cases where the guy comes in and you've had to look at him and go, you're done playing baseball, let's go try to save your life?
I've only had one. He had a heart issue. Now, he had been with other teams, but I was not comfortable. I talked to him, I talked to his agent, and I said, this is less about baseball and more about life. I want this guy to be able to play with his kids. Forget baseball. And we ran it through our cardiologist here at KU and did our due diligence, and the guy ended up retiring.
Did he ever thank you?
Yes.
Dr. Key says he tells his kids, and probably every other athlete, the most important lesson from that story right there. Someday, you're going to be an ex-athlete, and you need to be ready for that. Good advice from an athlete who knows. I learned about Dr. Key and his story from a listener like you. If you know somebody whose story should be told, send me an email and tell me about him. EJ@KMBZ.com. EJ Becker, News 98.1 KMBZ.